With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Montana does not have widespread voter fraud in its election system. That's according to Secretary of State Corey Stapleton, now that he's reviewed data he requested from Montana's Clerk and Recorders Association. In June, Stapleton issued a press release saying that there was voter fraud during the May special election for Congress. He said that statewide, more than 360 ballots in that election were cast with mismatched signatures, which he said could signal more widespread voting problems. Since then, however, Stapleton has limited his use of the phrase voter fraud. Here's what he said to about half a dozen leaders of the Clerks and Recorders Association at a meeting Tuesday.
We know, I know you know, we can do better.
The county election officials generally agree with Stapleton's concerns that misconduct and mistakes by voters warrant reflection on the 1,800 ballots they flagged with issues during the May special election. They're working with Stapleton to come up with ways to reduce the number of mail-in ballots that are sent in too late, cast without signatures, or sent in with a signature that doesn't match the one on record for that voter. In these cases, ballots are flagged by local officials, and if not corrected, those votes don't count. Ahead of Tuesday's meeting to study the issue, Stapleton told MTPR that election officials need to know more about these ballots.
When we have people who knowingly and intently, in the May 25th, 2017 election, there were a few dozen who did, sign someone else's ballot, open someone else's mail, mail in someone else's ballot, or try to vote twice in the same election, then I'm going to call it what it is.
Stapleton has shifted his language over the course of the last few months from calling these kinds of situations voter fraud to using the milder word misconduct. In August, Stapleton called for a study of these suspect ballots. At the time, he said he was not comfortable running elections with the current slack in the system. County election officials countered by saying the Secretary of State didn't know enough about the system he wanted to improve, and they vented their frustration to Stapleton at their August meeting. On Tuesday, the Mail Ballot Improvement Working Group searched for improvements to study the state's election system, as well as ways to mend the working relationship between the Secretary of State and county election officials. Ruth Baker, president of the Montana Clerks and Recorders Association, said that relationship is improving. Both sides agree that overall, Montana's election system is healthy, and both sides also agree that there's some room for improvement, and they can't make much progress without the other's help.
We're on a more positive place than we were in August.
Baker was among the county election officials critical of how Stapleton characterized his concerns about fraud and slack with the state's election system.
We've come a long way. Everybody needs to see that positive that's going on and not go back to any negative that was there before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got off on the wrong foot, but that's the way it goes.
During their meeting Tuesday, staff from the Secretary of State's office and county clerks and recorders brainstormed ways to reduce the number of ballots that were rejected because they weren't filled out properly or by the correct voter. Regina Plettenberg, the top election official in Ravalli County and former president of the Clerks and Recorders Association, says the first step to lower the number of problem ballots is to better inform voters of the process.
I don't think they realize they're doing wrong. And so to me, that's not intent. So how do we first do that? I mean, first get that education out there. Get it out everywhere across the state. Because I just think there's other things we can do first to get these numbers down that don't involve assuming voters are just doing this intentionally. I don't feel a lot of them are doing it to defraud the system.
Nearly everyone in the room agreed that statewide public service announcements would help, as well as expanding the My Voter page on the Secretary of State's website to let voters know if there are problems with their ballots and how to resolve those issues. Some county election officials, as well as the Secretary of State, stressed the importance of removing a culture within households that it's okay to sign a family member's ballot or vote for them if they're not around to fill out their own ballot. Officials say that shouldn't be happening. State and county election officials also discussed changing what mail-in ballots look like to make it clear where a ballot needs to be signed and by whom. The Secretary of State says legislative changes may also be a part of the solution. During the meeting, Lewis and Clark County Election Supervisor Audrey McHugh cautioned against making significant changes to the state's election system based on the study of special election ballots. She said there isn't a big enough sample size to provide quality data. The meeting ended Tuesday without a timeline or specifics for possible improvements to the mail ballot election system. The Secretary of State will issue a report summarizing the data collected from the study of flagged ballots by the end of the year. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.